Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Maestros. Mishnah Zayin deals with non-permanent structures in which people spend time, but not necessarily in which they live. So the first three cases, Hatzrifin, Vahaburganin, Vahalaktios. Tzrifin are huts, right, with angled walls that don't actually even have a roof. The angled walled meet in kind of a triangle point. And so there's no roof that as differentiated from the walls. A burgan, right? The burganin are guard towers, and alakatios are like pergolas for sitting in during the summer. They provide shade, you would sit in the shade and kind of enjoy the breeze. All three of these are non-permanent, or they're considered non-permanent residences. And they're not really living quarters. You would hang out in them, but you wouldn't live in them. And therefore, Peturim, they are not Kovei Alamaisros. Sukkas Ginosar, a sukkah is a hut, a non-permanent structure. And Ginosar is a city on the shores of the Kinneret, which is a beautiful, beautiful area, beautiful city, well known for its delicious fruits and the beautiful gardens. And there's beautiful weather there a lot of the year. And the people in Ginosar spent a lot of their time outdoors in these sukkot, right? In fact, the Mishnah says, Afal pi sheyesh ba rechayim v'tarnagolim, even if it has a mill and chickens, like a mill would be like basically an outdoor kitchen, right? So this is something they really spend a significant amount of time in, enough that it would even have a mill. And the chickens would hang out there because, you know, I guess that way you have them there to prepare dinner. Nevertheless, Petura, even though people spend a lot of time there and it seems more like permanent living quarters than the previous three cases, it really isn't their permanent living quarters. And therefore, it is not Kovea. Sukkas Hayotzrim. A Sukkas Hayotzrim is a potter's shack. The potters would basically have two rooms, right? The inner room would be where they would live, and the outer room was the workshop. So they would make their ceramics in the outer room and live in the inner room. And so that is something which they would actually live in. And therefore, the Mishnah says, Hapnimis Chayeves, Vachitzona Petura. The inner room, the inner room where the potter lives, that is Kovea, because that's his home. V'achitzona Petura, but the outer one, which is the workshop, is not Kovea, and it is not his home, and it is not Kovea. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol She'ena Diras Chama, V'diras Kagashamim, Petura. Rabbi Yossi actually disagrees with the previous ruling about the potter's shack, and he says, you know, in order to be qualified to be Kovei Lamaestros, you have to live in it year-round, in the summer and in the winter. The potter's shacks, the Sukkas Hayotzrim, would not be lived in the dead of winter. It's just too rainy, too wet, and too cold. And so they would not stay in them. They would just go home during that time. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, that is not sufficiently fixed on its own. It's not sufficiently kavua to be considered permanent living quarters, and therefore it's not Kovei Lamaestros. And finally, sukkas achag, bechag, a sukkah, like for sukkas. You build a sukkah for sukkas, on sukkas. You're supposed to be living there, right? Teishvu ke'in teduru. You dwell in the sukkah like you would dwell in your normal home. So is that Kovei Lamaestros? So it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev, Chacham potrim. Rabbi Yehuda says a sukkah on sukkahs is considered a diras keva, a permanent dwelling, and therefore it is kovei lemaestros. The Chachamim say no, the sukkah on sukkahs is a non-permanent structure. It's a diras aroi, it's a temporary dwelling, and therefore it's not kovei lemaestros. Now this is actually a machlokes that appears in sukkah. In Maseches Sukkah in a number of ways, because there are many other ramifications with regard to the building of the sukkah as to whether a sukkah is considered a permanent structure or a temporary structure. And throughout, the Chachamim hold that the sukkah is a temporary structure, that is, its purpose to be a temporary structure. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that its purpose is to be a permanent structure in which you live during the holiday of Sukkot. And we'll see when we get to Masechta Sukkah the multiple ramifications that come out of that machlokas.